why should Catholics not wait for a vaccine to come, but become proactive right now in how a vaccine is created? What can we do?
Yes, thanks for that question. And it's a very important issue because there's vaccines can be developed. They're developed from cell lines. And there are some vaccines that have been developed in the past from cell lines that come from aborted fetuses. It's not necessary that the vaccines be developed from these cell lines. And so we're encouraging Catholics and people of all goodwill to communicate to the FDA and to public officials our desires that we don't want a vaccine and we want it tomorrow, but we don't want one that's complicated by the way it's developed morally.
Archbishop Nauman, what do you say to folks who are against any kind of vaccine, almost the anti-vaxxer crowd, and the ability to think of our fellow man's good by having that herd immunity built up with vaccines for all?
Yeah, I mean, I respect people for their own opinions, for their own health, and for the health of their children. But we also have a responsibility to the public health and to do all that we can reasonably and always ethically and morally where we can help to create a healthy situation, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. So, you know, there's been great good that's been created by vaccines. I'm old enough to remember the polio crisis years ago and how the development of that vaccine really changed this frightening disease, essentially eliminated it.
I remember my polio shot as well, Archbishop Nauman. Archbishop Joseph Nauman joining us from Kansas City, Kansas this morning. But Catholics may be forced to use vaccines, even though we object to the way they are developed. Speaking to the common good and the health of all, if there are no other ethical choices for public health reasons and the common good, what should we do as Catholics in terms of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, really, that's not our focus right now. Our focus is to prevent that moral dilemma. And I think we have an opportunity at this moment to be proactive in this, so we're not faced with that dilemma at the end. So now is the time, unlike in some other cases in the past where vaccines have been developed and there aren't viable alternatives, now is the time for us to be advocating. And the Church tells us that we really have a responsibility to do that, to advocate so that not just us, but all of us have vaccines that are effective but are morally developed.
Archbishop Nauman, isn't it the case in development of any kind of vaccine that there is plenty of, quote, material to work with that does come from a moral source?
Right, that's right. So there's really no need to create this moral dilemma for people, and that's why, you know, I think right now we're asking the FDA to really incentivize pharmaceutical companies to develop vaccines that aren't morally compromised.
Archbishop Nauman, do we not have an opportunity here because we're all vulnerable to the COVID-19 virus? And when we talk about pro-life, very often we talk about children or the elderly or the immune compromised, but now we're all vulnerable in some way, shape, or form to the COVID-19 virus. So don't we have an opportunity here to speak with great clarity and charity as pro-life Catholics, unlike at any other time in our history?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. That, and even some of those that don't share our concern for the sanctity of life of the unborn, we even hear them using our language. You know, every life is sacred and precious. And in this case, we know the ones that are most vulnerable to this disease are the elderly or those with underlying medical conditions. And so it's beautiful in many ways that our society is really made some heroic efforts and sacrifices to protect those that are most vulnerable. Another group of vulnerability, though, is also the mothers of unborn children, because they're oftentimes in a situation where there's a lot of concerns and pressure upon them, especially those that are poor or without a great support system. And unfortunately, the abortion industry is trying to put pressure on them at this time and use this situation to really promote abortion more. So that's another way that Catholics can stand up, by helping us surround any woman with a difficult pregnancy with all the resources that she needs to choose life.
Archbishop Nauman, is this possibly a teachable moment when we think of all the efforts as a society we're going through now to save lives of those at risk to COVID-19, that we actually are being very pro-life, and we just need to kind of push that envelope a little bit for people so that they can include the preborn in their look at life?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's part of the fact that our culture really grew out of Christian civilization, that we have this understanding that the sanctity of every life and the dignity of every human person, that we don't value life because of what it can do for the rest of us, but every life we believe is made in the image of God and therefore worthy of our care and protection.
Archbishop Joseph Nauman joining us this morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. He is the chair of the Committee on Pro-Life Activities for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And we're talking about the importance of you and I to be vigilant in how a vaccine for the COVID-19 pandemic is developed to make sure that it's done ethically. You were talking about working with and communicating with the Food and Drug Administration, Archbishop Nauman, as pro-life chair and with the bishops. What are those conversations like with the FDA to make sure that a vaccine that is being developed will not leave us morally compromised?
Yeah, we've tried to communicate with them in a respectful way, in a very direct way. To my knowledge, we haven't gotten a response back from the FDA at this point, but the good news is that there are many in the administration that share our concerns, and we're encouraged by the attention that we haven't just written to the FDA, but others in the administration to be vigilant on this. And so we're hopeful that the FDA will respond in a positive way to our request.
Archbishop Nauman, is this more of a modern concern? We talked a moment ago about remembering what it was like to be in a time when we needed the polio vaccine and how great that was. Is the using of embryonic stem cells something that is so relatively new? This is an ethical concern that we didn't have, say, 50, 75 years ago when working on vaccines at that time.
Yeah, I think that is true, that, you know, this the development of vaccines, you know, historically is a rather recent event. And the embryonic stem cells, again, bring complications when society resorts to them, but there really is no need. Again, we found that adult stem cells and cells that are recovered from the placenta are just as effective, or more effective, in fact, in terms of developing therapies. But in this case, we're it's about cell lines that are recovered from aborted fetuses that we're concerned about. And again, there isn't any use. There are other cell lines that can be used that don't have these moral complications.
You know, Archbishop Nauman, when you were answering the question about how the bishops are communicating with the FDA, it hit me how we are so conditioned to approach from the negative, and that is certainly the influence of the secular media and how they've been covering the COVID-19 pandemic, with all due respect to our colleagues on that side. But when we look at the fact that we've got a decided pro-life administration, you and the bishops have to be encouraged that with the strength of the pro-life message that we have seen in the federal government, that an acceptable COVID-19 vaccine will be developed that actually is something that we can embrace as Catholics.
Yeah, we're certainly very hopeful about that. And we think that this is an opportune moment while they're still in the development stages to have our voices heard, and not just our voices, but there are many others that share this concern in our society and culture, and to make those voices heard. And again, we're grateful that we have sympathetic ears with this administration.
A good, properly produced vaccine could help greatly to reduce everything around this pandemic. Archbishop Nauman, how in general are you helping people to kind of proceed morally through this? Now we're getting pretty eager and anxious to open things back up again. But how do you help us run that balance between helping out the economic and mental health of the country along with the plain old physical health, too?
Yeah, I think that's a balance that we're all kind of confronted with at this time. And here in Kansas, like a lot of parts of the country, we're beginning to open up. And just in the last week, we've been able to have mass in our churches again, but with a lot of limitations and the need to continue social distancing and to request that our people wear masks during mass, to do everything we can to sanitize the church in between masses. So I think as Catholics, you know, we have this great tradition of the sanctity of human life, but also to work for the common good. And so we need to do everything that we can to make sure that our churches are safe, not just for our own parishioners, but that we don't become a source of spreading this disease.